The Eagles have played 2 games in 5 days, and we're here to show you why there's a lot to be excited about here in Philadelphia.
On today's show, we'll show you how the Eagles are getting one of their best weapons, the ball in space.
And what about the defense? I'll give you the keys to improvement for that side of the football.
Get comfortable, because joining me at the top of the show is going to be the head football coach, Chip Kelly, who's going to dive into his offense. Eagles game plan starts right now. Welcome to another edition of Eagles Game Plan. Joining me, as they do every week, is Mike Quick on my left, Ike Reese on my right. I'm Brian Baldinger. And Ike, look, let's get into the first 3 games here and your impressions, because you are a 6-time special teams captain. They have to impress you so far.
No doubt about it. Third phase of the game, the hidden yardage in any game. This third phase has stepped up his play. Dave Phipp has come in and did a fantastic job rediscovering the importance of playing that phase. The coverage units have been outstanding. The young guys, Chris Polks, Kurt Coleman, Cole Anderson, my favorite special teams guy. I love the way this unit is covering the football. Reminds me of my old hit squad days, man. I'm proud of those guys.
I know you are. And Mike, a lot of question marks about whether this offense could work in the NFL. I don't think there's any question about it.
Well, that's what really has impressed me, the offense. And in particular, Michael Vick and the way he's engineered this offense, making outstanding decisions with the football, going to the right place all the time. You know, you watch that read option. Mm-hmm. He's always making the right decision, optioning off the right guy and getting the ball into the proper places.
Mike, you talked about the offense. Well, we're going to get a chance to speak with the head coach, Chip Kelly, as we're going to dive into this offense to look at some of the finer points of it right now.
It is second down and 6. Vick in the shotgun. He's back again. He looks. He fires. And it is caught for a touchdown. He finds it to Wiley Cooper. Touchdown. The 13-yard gain. Was that fast of us?
That's throwing your wide receiver open. Michael Vick throws it to his back. And Derek Cox could do nothing about it.
Coach, let's go through a couple of plays against San Diego, because I thought there was some good design here. This is a touchdown here to Riley Cooper. And really, you're going to have Brent Celek, who's going to back up, and you're going to run just kind of a double post right here. I just thought in the man-to-man situation right now, I mean, this is really a really well-designed play.
Yeah, we're just trying to isolate. Obviously, we felt like when Jason runs a post in here, he's going to occupy too, because it's man free. So really what we're trying to do is isolate our outside receiver on a corner. Riley does a great job of working for width and then trying to cut it back across his face.
You really have a man-to-man situation here where you're really being spied right there. So they're taking a man out of coverage there in Donald Butler. And I think just the fact that they're spying Mike here and looking at him really allowed them to go man-to-man in this situation.
It is, and it's one of the advantages of having a quarterback that can run is that you have to dedicate somebody on the defense in terms of Butler towards him to take care of him. He's matched up here. Yep. If we can get Jason to clear and take the other extra player out, these two players that are supposed to help in man coverage can help in man coverage. So now it's really just a one-on-one on the outside.
He's got a great clean pocket right there. Good job up front by Mathis and Peters and Kelsey, just giving him a flat pocket, clean pocket to have that kind of vision.
It is. And, you know, it's nice when you're a quarterback when you don't have any rush that's coming in your face. And I think the job those guys are doing up front has really helped us.
It's really a clean look here for Mike to put this ball on the back shoulder. The location is everything. It's just low post basketball there in the end zone.
Exactly. We tell them the tighter the coverage, the lower the throw. If it's up high, they have an opportunity to pull the arms away and strip it. But if you put it within the framework of his body, it's really just low post basketball and putting the ball in the right spot.
All right, so let's just take a look at this situation right here, because you really got a lot of things going on. You've got an outside zone fake right here where everybody's stepping, and obviously they're respecting here Shady. So all their eyes right here, everybody's looking into the backfield right now. Meanwhile, as much as you stretched them horizontally, now you're stretching them vertically on this.
It's just a play action pass for us. Marion, one of our bigger run plays with a play action. And if you're going to stop what you're doing in the run game, your linebackers have to commit. And obviously both linebackers stepped up. So now there's a void created behind them and you're getting one of your faster players in behind them.
It's nice when you have an option here or you take that option or you like that. I mean, they got behind them most of the day right here.
Well, I think people are trying to crawl up on your receivers because they want to get closer to the line of scrimmage because of the threat of LeSean. And that's where these things go. And if you're running the ball really well with him and guys got to get closer to the line of scrimmage, well, then the shots to take them over the top become a little bit easier for you because they can't defend the run and defend the pass. You know, you're trying to attack people all the time that are in dual conflict.
Right.
You know, they're run defenders, in certain gaps because they got to fit up into the front, but they also have to cover deep. And if we find people that are trying to stop our run game and gang up on our run game from a standpoint like the Chargers try to do, then play action has to be a big part of your game plan.
And then to hit Deshaun in stride like that, you get these kind of yards after the catch and even picking up a little block right there.
From Brent, yeah. And again, Mike's been really, really good at the play action stuff. You watch him sit in there. He does a great job. We got a good mesh with LeSean. You get the linebackers to step up, and then obviously it creates a void. And that's where we're trying to throw the football. But normally, this guy's going to roll and get out underneath that route and cover it. But because of the play-action fake, he understands what's going on here, so he steps up on the run. But now wheels. By the time he wheels, Deshaun's already by him.
Gotcha. We've seen a little bit of the offense here, Chip. I just thought there was some great individual hustle plays in this game, barely by two people in particular right here. You got Brandon Boykin right here. And really, Casey Matthews out here, who's rushing the passer from this side, who's going to recover this fumble. But this is a pivotal play in the game. Antonio Gates had a great day. But just an example of never giving up on a play. I mean, you just don't see a lot of these every Sunday in the NFL where a guy comes back and then not just makes a tackle, but violently gets that ball out. For Casey Matthews to come down and recover that ball, those two guys came a long ways to do that.
They did, and we're preaching 4 to 6 seconds of relentless effort. You know, when you start with a guy that is right here at the beginning of the play and ends up recovering the ball inside the 5 yard line, it just tells you the type of effort we're getting from him. Brandon's covering a low shallow crosser here, but when the ball's thrown, it's imperative that all 11 guys turn and run to the football, and when you do, good things happen. And the ball's swinging a little bit there, Brandon sees it, comes down with a nice club strip, which we work on every day in practice. And then the great thing is when you stop it is how many different 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
you get your nose tackle
seven,
back at the ball.
8. You got 8 guys around the football. That's what happens. When you create turnovers like Brandon did and you got guys running to the ball, you're probably going to recover it. Outstanding effort.
Yeah.
Really outstanding effort. And like you said, there's Damon Square. There's our nose guard.
Yeah. That's you don't see a lot of nose tackles getting back 30 yards back to the ball right
As our guys continue to get acclimated to our new defensive scheme, the one thing they still can't control is how hard they play, and they're playing hard.
You know what I really like about Chip Kelly's offense? He came into the Eagles with this reputation for being speed, spread, one back, pass protect with 5. That's his offense, nothing else. That's what he's going to do in the NFL. Well, that's not what he does in the NFL. He's expanded his game. He's broadened his horizons. He does a lot of things, a lot of really positive things. We all remember the DeSean Jackson touchdown, the 25-yarder week one against the Redskins. This was a great NFL-type play. The line slid off play action to the right. You saw 7-man protection, not something we saw very much at Oregon when it was mostly 5-man protection. It was a 2-wide receiver route. Riley Cooper, DeSean Jackson. Vic, plenty of time in the pocket behind 7-man protection, finds Jackson on the deep cross for a touchdown. Beautifully designed. And again, we see that same concept the second week of the season against the San Diego Chargers. This time, the personnel was different. The formation was different. Instead of Riley Cooper being a split wide receiver, you had 2 tight ends on the field. You had Zach Ertz on the left of the formation. You still had DeSean Jackson on the right. You had the exact same concept. Play action with the line going to the right. 7-man protection. This time, Jackson ran deep, lifted the coverage. Ertz underneath on a crosser. Beautiful throw by Vic. This is what I really love about Chip Kelly. This is not just a one-trick pony offense. This is a coach who understands the NFL, what works, that you have to do multiple things. I think this offense has a chance as the season progresses to be more and more special with a lot of dimensions. And you could make the argument that the Eagles have 3 of the 10 best space players in the league in quarterback Michael Vick, running back LeSean McCoy, and wide receiver DeSean Jackson. That's what this offense is all about. Chip Kelly is outstanding in using them to their fullest potential.
Coming up on Eagles Game Plan, we're going to show you how the Eagles take advantage of one-on-one matchup. We've got that and a whole lot more when Eagles Game Plan returns. Eagles Game Plan is brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment. Sports Authority, for all things sporting good. And by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Eagles game plan. And one thing we've seen from the Eagles in this spread option offense is literally spreading and stretching the rules as much as you can to create one-on-one matchups here against the Redskins. Now, you're going to have seven guys on the line of scrimmage here. It's just that that's the tackle, Lane Johnson, and that's the tackle out there, Jason Peters. So what you have here is you have a five-man box. This is Mike Vick's man here. This is Shady McCoy's man, London Fletcher, right there. Watch him run the spread option inside zone right here, right there. Kerrigan is Mike Vick's man, and here comes Shady on London Fletcher. You get exactly what you want. You get yourself a nice 10-yard gain. That's the leading rusher in the National Football League, and one of the reasons why he is they've created huge lanes in one-on-one matchups where nobody wants to see one-on-one with Shady McCoy.
All right, Mike, we just saw one-on-one in the run game and how difficult it could be for defensive opponents for the Eagles. Now let's take a look at some of the one-on-one coverage in the passing game. I'm going to start here with Shady McCoy, the most exciting, electrifying back in the league. You're going to see man-to-man coverage here from Chargers safety Eric Reddle. You got single high safety coverage here with outside man free. The one key thing to this defense for San Diego when facing the Eagles offense is they're going to always have to account for the quarterback.
Right.
So what teams are typically going to do is they're going to assign a spy to Michael Vick. And this works right to the advantage of the Eagles in this coverage. You see the San Diego Chargers middle linebacker with the coverage on Vick, spying him. That frees up the inside for Shady.
One of the problems with playing this team defensively and trying to play one-on-one is that this team has Shady McCoy. This team has DeSean Jackson. You cannot play these guys in one-on-one coverage. Shady just runs a Texas route against their best safety, the Pro Bowler, Weddle.
Yeah.
Shakes him to the outside, breaks to the inside, and it's just a lot of green grass out there for him to run with the football.
We take a look at another play. You got DeSean Jackson up top. You got a single high safety. You got man-to-man coverage there. Michael Vick reads this at the snap of the ball. Once he gives the play-action fake to the running back, you're going to notice that Michael Vick gives a subtle look to his left just to move this safety a little bit. He already realizes this is man-to-man coverage out here, but he wants to get this safety on this hash right here so that he has room to get the ball to DeSean in the inside if need be.
Well, just that subtle look that he gives is enough to hold the safety, and that's the key. DeSean Jackson, one-on-one on the outside, you're not going to defend him.
And again, what the offense is designed to do here, if you're going to play man-to-man versus DeSean Jackson or Shady McCoy, all the Eagles are hoping to do is get these guys in open space. One-on-one versus any defender, advantage goes to the offense.
This portion of Eagles game plan was brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment. How can the Eagles continue to improve on defense? We'll answer that question when we come back right here on Eagles game plan. Welcome back to Eagles game plan. And Ike, I think it's time to kind of dive into the secondary here and look at some of the issues that they're having with some basic coverages that everybody plays in this league right now.
Yeah, I mean, cover three, Baldy, goes back to high school. I mean, everybody plays cover three. That's four under, three deep, single high safety.
I mean, these two corners here, I mean, they got to be deeper than the deepest and wider than the widest,
yes,
right? And so this safety right here is really reading the quarterback's eyes. He's going to close to wherever the ball is coming to. That's Nate Allen, but I think he's a little deep here, a little too deep to maybe close on any of the in-breaking routes that we're going to see.
Yeah, and that safety is going to need help. You have open windows. Mm-hmm. That quarterback's going to make that decision
fast. Well, let's take a look at one of these plays from the Charger game right now, because this is just going to be nothing more than a dig route right there. And I mean, Nate Allen right now, once he sees this break, once he sees that cut, he's got to come and he's got to close right now. So we saw the dig route really open against the Chargers. And that's a question of the safety closing and tightening up that hole in the corner, really hugging that receiver a lot tighter. So now let's take a look at this play because it turned out to be a touchdown. And here's Kerry Williams on the outside right now in a cover three. All right, Eagles are going to rotate now to be able to handle this inside receivers. So here's Nate Allen. Here's your deep safety. Here's your cover three corner right now. And here comes Eddie Royal coming in to this zone. That's a cover three zone. That's Kerry Williams' position. He's got the deep third.
Yeah.
So he's
going
to pass that man off to the safety, and then he's got to be able to stay out there in the flat, get a little depth here, and be able to squeeze that hole right now.
And you can tell, snap of the ball, there's a little bit of confusion. Kerry has been hurt early in the game by allowing his guy to go in. So now he feels like he needs to stay on top of the guy the whole way. And what happens is you compromise the rest of the defense when you're out of place.
See, I think this is fixable, Ike. I mean, because this is basic cover three, and it's doing your job. And if you do your job, right there, Kerry Williams is going to be in a position where he may not stop that throw on that deep cross, but he's at least going to be there to make the tackle. They're not going to give up the touchdown.
I'll tell you more importantly, Baldy, if he's there, he's going to discourage Phillip Rivers from even throwing the ball over there. He may go somewhere else with the football. So communication, pre-snap reads, this is definitely fixable.
Like, so we think that a lot of the issues in the secondary are fixable, but there is one young player right now that I think is a bright spot in all of this defense.
Yeah, and this guy, he's been around the football all year long, and it started in week one versus the Washington Redskins. Early in the first quarter against Washington, we have a third down and long situation that has the Eagles in one of their nickel sub packages. In the secondary, we're going to see them playing two-man coverage with two high safeties and man coverage underneath. But I want you to keep an eye on second-year cornerback Brandon Boykin, who is matched up against veteran wide receiver Santana Moss. Moss will be running a post route towards the middle of the field. Boykin does a great job of playing trail technique, knowing he has safety help over the top, and runs the route right in Moss's hip pocket. When Moss turns his head, you can see Boykin turn to find the football, and he jumps the route to make the interception. So far in 2013, we've seen Boykin make plays like this in the slot and on the outside, and he's quickly turning into one of the more reliable players in the secondary.
This portion of Eagles Game Plan was brought to you by Sports Authority, official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles and the American Red Cross are teaming up for the 6th annual Eagles Blood Drive. For more information on how you can participate, visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Welcome back to Eagles Game Plan. And guys, this is what we call our segment called the three and out. And so let's talk about a young player right now that has impressed you early in the season. Mike, we'll start with you.
Well, you know, the young pick out of Stanford, Zach Ertz, I think he has been very impressive. And we're only seeing a small sampling of what he can do. They're moving him around a lot. And in this offense, we're going to see him in a lot of different positions. He's a big guy with a tight end body that can play wide receiver. They're going to put him out wide. They're going to put him in tight. They're going to move him around. He's going to do a lot in this offense moving forward, and I think he's going to be a dynamic player.
He's off to a good start, Mike. How about you, Ike?
Well, I'm going to stick with a guy that I was in love with last year, Brandon Boykin, second year. We talked about him earlier in the show. His maturation in this defense over the last year has been great. You're talking about a guy who finds his way around the football all the time, already an interception, big play on Antonio Gates, saving a touchdown, forcing a fumble. There's something about guys on the defensive side that find themselves around the football. You love having those guys out there.
Get the football, good things happen, right? For me, I'm just going to go with the first-round pick, Lane Johnson. I mean, Lane Johnson has come in and solidified the right tackle spot. He protects the blind side of Mike Vick. I've just been impressed by the fact that the game's not too big, he's not making mistakes, and he's talented. So I've really enjoyed watching Lane Johnson early in the season. All right, guys, that'll do it for another edition of Eagles Game Plan. For Ike Reese and Mike Quick, I'm Brian Baldinger. We'll be back here next week for another edition of Eagles Game Plan as we take a look at Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos. Eagles Game Plan is brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment. Sports Authority, for all things sporting good. And by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.